Hi, we are
Sam,
Katie,
and Michaela from Castleton, and you are listening to
WGXC Acra
on 90.7 FM. Keep on smiling.
If you like radio that painstakingly stitches together seemingly unlike music in delightfully unpredictable ways, then check out WGXC's Overlooked, the second and fourth Tuesday of each month, just after the new news. You'll hear underheard and overlooked music, ancient to future, from every corner of the Omniverse. That's Overlooked on 90.7 WGXC.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Upstate Films, featuring first-run and repertory films at movie theaters located in Rhinebeck and Saugerties, as well as live music, filmmaker conversations, staged readings, community events, variety shows, magic, comedy, and more. The latest schedules, as well as upcoming pop-up events at the community theater in Catskill, can be found at upstatefilms.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Elaine Shimono of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, this is the news from rural America. Montana activists are gathering signatures to let voters decide this fall if the right to abortion belongs in the state constitution. Kalispell native Lillian Thomas is a volunteer with Montanans Supporting Reproductive Rights.
Having made that decision at the age of 16 for myself and get that health care, I can't imagine being in a position of not being able to make that decision.
Professor Nicholas Jacobs with Maine's Colby College says rural voters are not the hyper-conservatives most people think. Polls show rural majorities in 10 battleground states, including Montana, think abortion should be between a woman and her doctor, not the government.
Far from the radical, enraged extremists that they're often portrayed to be, rural Americans fit squarely within the mainstream of American politics on a whole bunch of issues.
To get abortion access on the November ballot, organizers need 60,000 signatures by June 21st. Since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in 2022, residents of six states have voted in favor of access to reproductive health care, including abortion. The federal government requires that all students who don't speak native English get specialized instruction. But in rural schools, less than two-thirds do. Olivia Weeks reports on one small Indiana town's gold standard multilingual education program.
At Southwest DuBois County Schools, one group of elementary students learns to read and write in two languages. Racina Sandoval with the district says half are native English speakers and half speak Spanish.
They spend their day all together, half of the day in English and half of the day in Spanish, so they are learning from peers and from teachers their language.
She says 50-50 instruction is the most effective method for English and Spanish-speaking students alike.
We want the best for our kids, so the best we can do is to educate the community on this is the best method to develop multilingualism.
I'm Olivia Weeks.
In Southeast Alaska, locals are working to reduce the amount of carbon being emitted in coastal communities. Alaska Heat Smart and other nonprofits help install home heat pumps to replace smoky fuels, saving families hundreds on their heating bills and eliminating air pollution and carbon emissions. Executive Director Andy Romanoff says heat pumps are clean, fish-friendly, and powered by cheap hydroelectricity from mountain waterways.
If we can convert that rain energy into heat energy and have that in our homes, it's a total no-brainer.
Romanoff says residents can qualify for a free heat pump, an environmentally friendly tool that is faster and more reliable than other carbon offset methods. For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, I'm Roz Brown. For more rural stories, visit dailyyonder.com.
It's
It's time again to recap the latest news from the PV industry, compiled by the American Solar Energy Society. I'm Jay Warmke with SolarPVTraining.com, and this is what's happening in the world of solar for the week of May 26th. Well, according to data just released from the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, also known as FERC, solar accounted for 86.8% of all of the new generating capacity added to the grid during the first quarter of this year. And in the month of March, solar plus storage actually accounted for 99.7% of all new energy added to the grid. Now, the Energy Information Administration, or EIA, had projected that in 2024, solar and storage would account for about 80% of all new generating capacity. And so far, the industry is right on track to meet or exceed those projections. So far this year, solar and storage accounted for about 87% of new generation. Wind was about 12.5%, and natural gas was less than 1% of all of the generating sources added to the grid. Now, currently, the grid capacity based on fuel source sits at natural gas. They're still the big dog at 43.79%, coal almost 16%, wind almost 12%. Solar, a little bit over 8%, nuclear, just barely over 8%, and hydro, just under 8%. Now, notably, FERC does not track the installed capacity of residential or commercial solar, only utility-scale solar. And these smaller systems, are estimated to reflect about a third of all of the generating capacity from solar that's connected to the grid. So the current percentage is likely to be in excess of 12% rather than the reported 8% plus. Now, according to projections from FERC, over the next 3 years, there's a very high probability that utility scale solar share will grow to over 14%. And when you combine that with residential and commercial, that will be over 20% of the grid's capacity. It will then, solar will, surpass all other generating sources with the exception of natural gas. Now, it's been a little bit over a year since California implemented net metering 3.0, or NEM 3.0, which drastically reduced the amount that utilities will compensate customers who export power back to the grid. Now, solar advocates argued that this move would devastate the solar industry within that state, and those projections have largely come to pass. In fact, estimates are that about 17,000 solar installers have lost their jobs or left the state since NEM 3.0 was implemented. And a recent report from Lawrence Berkeley National Labs found that new installations are down about 75%. In the last 6 months or so, there have been 50,000 new residential systems added to the grid. In California, this compares to about 200,000 that were added to the grid in the 6 months just prior to NEM 3.0 taking effect. The study also found that there's been a dramatic increase in the amount of storage that's being added when people install these solar systems. Prior to NEM 3.0, only about 10% of systems incorporated storage. After, it's up to about 60% as owners of these systems opt not to export that power back to the grid at the reduced rates that they're offering. Voltage limits within the U.S. for residential systems remain at about 600 volts DC, and those installed on commercial or industrial systems remain at about 1,000 volts DC. But there's no maximum limit on voltage for ground-mounted systems, the larger utility-scale systems specifically. But over the last few years, these have standardized at about 1,500 volts. But all that may be changing. Jinko Solar just announced that their Eagle Series modules have been rated and listed for voltages up to 2,000 volts. Now, this will be the first module that's rated that high worldwide. The higher the voltage of a system, the more panels you can put in a string, the smaller wire you can use, the less components. So basically, the higher the voltage, the lower the system's cost. Now, these high-voltage panels will be available on the U.S. market in 2025. And Amazon has announced the very first solar plus storage plus AI, artificial intelligence. Their system is called the Baldy Mesa Solar Farm. It's located in Southern California's Mojave Desert. And what they're doing is they're using AI machine learning modules to predict how and when to charge and discharge the batteries that are connected to these systems. This is expected to analyze over 33 billion data points over the course of a year to maximize the efficiency of the system. If successful, Amazon has said that they will be incorporating storage plus artificial intelligence into all of their solar installations. And that is the news from the solar industry for this week. We'll see you next week.
You are listening to Transmission Arts Programming on WGXC 90.7 FM. Grabbable, handleable, listener-supported radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
Next, with Columbia County poet Karen Schomer, let's head to Niverville. This is Welcome to Niverville from Sky Furrows from their 2023 album Reflect and Oppose.
Among the goldenrod, wild iris bloom, hemmed by thistles and thorn bushes. Shapes dart from tree to tree, rustles in the tall grass, rabbit tunnels, deer scat, strands of nests beneath the eaves.
Sometimes I remember his voice and sometimes I don't.
Then again, I think.
I just kept hoping that it was all a dream. That I would get up and get up once more and it would all be a dream.
Šimo Nadzilijos. Didi majoritari vin mia.
Au, da prosta, ra? Dmartali, ra? Biče, ba, ra?
Kozo goi mi arari?
Tato mata mirika.
We'll be right back.
Thank you. 9, 10, 3. Shiny ball that is coming at us through the clouds, but everything has turned grey and it is getting very dark indeed, and it's very much like the atmosphere before a storm. The sea is perfectly still and calm.
It was just all dark for about a minute. It was amazing.
Almighty be upon you. This day and forevermore. Amen.
The drops in the light metal was quite amazing. More than I ever known before. And the rise at the end.
Just about everyone wonders what happens to people after they die.
The unseen soul, not as cold as we remember it, or as black, is still very important.
The soul of a dead person lives on, either on earth or in heaven. Finally, death is a mystery we cannot fully understand.
It's a strange, weird experience. One that I lost in a way.
No one has come back to tell us what it is like.
Thank you.
39715.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten.
Why
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2. 2.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Seven, eight, nine, ten. Eight. Yeah.
Wait! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
There is no longer disputing the fact
that the voices exist. Objects we obtain.
Many questions still remain.
But their origin is still up
as to whether they are actually from there. After the high voice
are clear and dramatic.
It should also be noted.
Worldwide extension.
Of these samples have been altered or tampered with.
Are picking up
anyway.
Thousands of voices.
Other than to master the recordings of this CD.
Many purporting for the voices of the dead.
Anyone resonate?
Yeah, we always resonate.
Yeah, we do.
Bedenke, ich bin.